Welcome back inside our pregame show, getting set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA with Troy on the road to Jeff County North in the Class 1A playoffs. Johnny came back with you. I'm now being joined by the head coach of the Jeff County North Chargers, Jeff Schneider. Last week, JCN got the bye in the opening round of the playoffs. Haven't played since back a couple of weeks ago when they had the 8-7 win over Jackson Heights. So, coach, we'll start there. You had the week off last week. Just overall, how did the bye week go for everyone?
Well, it went pretty well. It was the first time I've been blessed with that as a head coach in football. The benefit of it for us at this point was we could go back to the fundamentals and spend a lot more time with those than what you're able to when you're prepping for a game every Friday. So got some more time in that regard. We could lighten the load a little bit. And, at this time in the season, everybody's got a few bumps and bruises, and we were able to take care and mend and be ready to go for this Friday and health-wise. So, it's a little different venue. It feels like it's been a long time since we've had a game. So we're definitely ready to get back out on the field this Friday.
Yeah, and overall, when you look back at this season to this point, you went into it with knowing you'd have several young guys have to be thrown into the fire, and you get off your 6-2 record right now, and you go 3-1 in the league after a tough loss to Pleasant Ridge to begin the year. So overall, just how has this season gone, just for the simple fact of, you've lost a couple of guys here and there, but a lot of guys have stepped up. What have you seen from that perspective?
Well, we've seen a lot of growth of our team. We're a pretty young team overall. We've got 26 total players and 18 freshmen and sophomores. So we knew we were going to lean on some young guys at some point throughout the season. And they've really grown. You're talking about going from week one to where we are right now. The development of our younger guys, they've really just improved. 7 years here as the head coach at JCN, this is a team that probably has improved overall probably more than any team we've had. And guys that we knew we had to lean on have been there for us. But we've had a lot of guys come along with us as well throughout the season.
Now you look ahead here to tonight's game. You know you're going to need everybody again against the Troy team that really gave your guys a pretty good game a couple of weeks ago back on October the 15th, a 22-12 win for your guys, a game that was just 14-6 at halftime. What do you remember really about that game that you're going to try to take here into Friday night?
Well, a couple things. One was our homecoming, and I thought that our focus at times was not very good. Not through the week and then not during the game as well. And I thought, on the flip of that, so I thought Troy played really well. They game planned for us. They executed really well. And we played well in our spots, but obviously played well enough to get a win out of that. But we didn't execute on either side of the ball the way we'd like to and the way that we had been playing up to that point throughout the season. So, that's been a point of emphasis for us this week in preparing for them again is, we've got to be a lot more clean, a lot more crisp the second time around than what we were the first.
So with it being a playoff game now here too and the fact that, your guys didn't play last week, what do you look at as being a key here heading into this game then tonight against the Troy Trojans?
Well, a couple things. On offense, we got to execute better than what we did. We sustained drives, but we made some key penalties that kind of limited us a little bit. And then, our passing game's come along as the season's progressed here, so that's something that we got to be able to mix in as well as with our run. And on defense, we got to make sure we get lined up correctly. We've got to cover better. And in the first round, I thought we did a good job of getting to the quarterback, but not sacking him. We moved him, but that guy's really athletic. He was hard to get a sack on. But we got to contain him so that we're not scrambling around on the back end trying to cover for 6 or 7 seconds. That's pretty tough to do. So, they're a good offense. They're very explosive offense, very athletic, and they create a lot of problems for you. And we've got to play better than what we did the first time around if we want to have any success against them.
Well, coach, certainly wish you the best of luck tonight against Troy, but thank you as always for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, coach, thank you. Jeff Schneider, head coach of the Jeff County North Chargers, joining us on our pregame show. So another timeout. We'll come back. Get set for kickoff between Troy and Jeff County North here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.